Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays, and such a pleasant place. For those who have found us on their radio at 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071. We're located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come join us at 10:30 any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning is taken from Psalm 116 of the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds, and I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his peoples. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Would you please stand for our call to worship this morning? Our call to worship is located in your worship bulletin. Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is high above all nations, God's glory above the heavens.
Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth?
God raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of God's people.
God gives the barren
praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, O Lord, how good you are to us. Let us see the light of another day. Touch us with your finger of love this morning, that we should see another day. And Lord, we realize that we did not deserve it. It was nothing that we did, or not that we're all that, but only because of your love. We give thanks to you, Lord, and we praise your name. And we give thanks to you, Lord, and for your blessed Son, Jesus, our Savior. Without him, we have no hope. He is our hope, and we thank you for him, Lord. And as we go forward, Lord, we know that you're going to be watching over us and looking out for us. We thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn, Blessed Assurance?
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a portent of glory! Father's Day. They say Papa don't preach, but I'm waiting for Ted. All right, so we have 6 birthdays coming up this week, according to the bulletin. All right, we've got Elizabeth Grazulis on the 18th, Carolyn Austin also on the 18th. On the 23rd, we have both Joshua Fowler and Rodney Davis. On the 24th, Andra Four, and on the 25th, Ann Hollins. All right. Yeah. So let's sing everybody a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Very good. All right. All right. Do we have any announcements? Happy Father's Day to everybody. All right.
Bible sticks.
All right.
Yeah, our Bible stick campaign is growing, and I appreciate all the contributions that you're giving to Faith Comes by Hearing for worldwide distribution of audio New Testaments and Psalms. And so far, we have raised $338, which is going to be matched for matching funds. And we just got another contribution in this morning before the worship service. So if any of you, and we have one more week, so if any of you are still considering contributing to the Bible Sticks, you have another Sunday to do so. So thank you again.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you that Christ died for my sins and rose again to give me his new resurrected life, so that in the power of the Spirit I may love as he loved. Lord, I cannot love as Christ loves in my own fleshly strength, but only as I submit to the work of your Holy Spirit, only as I walk in spirit and truth. May the love of Christ flow through me to others so that Christ's love is seen in me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we come seeking, but we come acknowledging that you are the source we come knowing that even the gift of the air we breathe is from your hand. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts so that we may be the cheerful givers that you so love. Help us to give generously so that we may help you to further your kingdom here on earth. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Scripture is from John 14:15 through 21. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
And the word will work.
All right, choir. Sing us a good song.
Love one another.
Well done, choir.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I want to just say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers. That covers everybody in the building. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word of truth, my new life in Christ, and the indwelling Spirit of God. Thank you that I am in Christ and he in me. I pray that I may abide in him and he in me, so that the life that I now live in this body and the choices that I make as I journey through life may come from my new nature,
yes,
as prompted by the Holy Spirit, to your praise and glory. May I grow in grace and in a knowledge of you day by day. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
As we prepare to receive the message that the Holy Spirit has given, let us go to God in prayer one more time. Heavenly Father, we come seeking. We come with thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that as Pastor Ted delivers the message that your Spirit has given, give him strength and courage. Let him put aside all that is of him and take on you and be your instrument. We ask, Lord, that we receive your message in the same spirit, that we drink your word in, and that we take your message to the world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. It is.
We're going to help with children's time, but I wanted Harriet and Charlotte to come up because I've been meaning to do this for quite some time. Kids Club has been running for about 3 years now. And these two ladies have been faithful teachers and mentors of our kids for
Amen.
All those years.
Amen.
So let's give them a clap.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm in the mix too, but I really wanted you to know how dedicated and faithful these people are. Hi, Catherine. Where are all your friends? In fact, I saw some sitting in the congregation.
Yeah, it's kind of like running after cats, huh? Here they come.
Herding cats.
Okay. Oh. We're going to get them up here so they're facing you in a minute. But we want to just ask them a few questions about Kids Club today. We were in the book of Matthew, right? And we were reading about Jesus. And we were reading about the kingdom of heaven, right? And who is Jesus? What does he do for us?
He is the key.
He's the what?
He is the key.
He's the key. We talked about the key to the kingdom of heaven. And that is, the key is
yes.
Jesus, right? And in Kids Club, the teacher was having a whole bunch of keys on a key ring. And none of them opened the lockbox that he was trying to get into, right? Except one. right? Yes. And there are lots of people who think there are a lot of ways to get to heaven. Okay? There's only one. And who's that one?
Jesus.
Okay. Just roll through it. And we were talking also about how these kids and their parents are honoring the Father, the Heavenly Father, today by being here, by being in church, by being in kids' club, and by singing praises. And we've got a song to share. So you want to come up here, guys? I'm going to sit where you are, and you come up here.
Amen.
I'm a soldier of the cross.
I'm a soldier of the land. I'm truly in the word of God. I'm a Christian now, I am. I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm a follower of the land. I'm truly in the word of God. I'm a Christian now, I am.
For he is my hope, and he's my strength and strength.
All right.
Soldier of the cross, of the land. I'm a true believer, the word of God, and a Christian now I am.
All right.
I'm a soldier of the cross, I'm a soldier of the land. I'm a true believer, the word of God, and a Christian now I am. Christian soldiers marching after war. With the cross of Jesus going at the fore. I'm going to the word of God and Christian just now I am.
All right. Amen. All right. Very good, huh? Very good. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
So good to see everyone here today. Happy Father's Day to all those. And it's a blessing to be able to be in God's house today.
Amen.
Bear with me here for a minute as I pray that the Lord will help me get through this. Amen? Amen. But I'm not worried about it because I know the Lord, He is with me this morning.
Amen.
Our subject this morning is If You Love Me. And I got to admit, folks, when I got this title, I couldn't think about it. One song kept just burning up in my head this morning. That's that song, If You Love Me, Let Me Know. If You Do, Then Let Me Go. That old song by Olivia Newton-John. But that's not what we're going to talk about this morning. Amen? We're going to talk about If You Love Me, the words that Jesus talked about. Now, first, before we go into our message, I have to put this in context for you and let you know what's going on here in John 14, 15 through 21. The context of this is Jesus' farewell discourse. Jesus is getting ready to, he's getting ready to be arrested, and he's getting ready to be crucified. So he's using this opportunity to prepare and comfort his disciples for the challenges that they will face after his departure. Jesus is getting ready to go back to heaven. And as you might guess, his disciples, they're very depressed and they're unhappy at this time. But just like he set them, he's going to set us and may set us, give us comfort and peace. And he's going to tell us what we need to do here. I want to tell you that obedience is difficult. It's difficult to learn, it's difficult to teach, and it's a difficult process to watch play out
in the lives of others around us. It's not something we're very good at. We're not hardwired for it. In fact, we don't even enjoy it. And I want to give you this little story about, and this is just kind of a little, it's a story kind of sort of true, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent. All right? So a long time ago, there was a young couple named Ted and Tessie. And we wanted to adopt a cute little puppy named Jesse. And we were very happy. And we wanted to have this new addition to our family. And we just wanted to determine to raise him to be the perfect companion. But I got to tell you, Jesse turned out to be a little more difficult than anticipated. He was full of energy. He ran all over the place. We couldn't housebreak him. He loved to be outside, didn't like coming in the house. And he would chew up and dig holes everywhere in that yard. He would jump on guests, and one of the things that really got to us, he loved to bark. But we did all we could to train him, but we were struggling to get him to behave. So what did we do? We says, okay, we're going to try some positive reinforcements for Jesse here. We tried that, but no matter what we did, old Jesse, he just wouldn't listen. He would ignore our commands, do the opposite of what we told him to do. So me and Tessie, we got a little frustrated, overwhelmed, and we started to wonder if we'd made a mistake in getting this dog. But deep down, they knew that they loved Jesse, and they were determined to keep on trying. So they decided to hire a professional dog trainer. Actually, Willie, this is the false part of the story. We did not hire a dog trainer, okay? And we were hoping that someone with more experience would be able to get through to Max. So this trainer, he worked with Jesse weeks, and while there were some improvements, he still struggled with obedience. Finally, after months of hard work, Jesse began to show signs of improvement. He stopped chewing on furniture, he stopped digging on holes, and he would even come and sit down with his own command. Me and Tessie, we were very happy with his progress. And training a puppy to be obedient was much harder than we ever imagined. But the key here, we never gave up on Jesse. Now, this story resonates with us on some level because we can identify with, you can identify with me and Tessie. We can identify with the difficulty of training. We know how it feels to come to the end of our own resources and have to reach out for help. We also know how rewarding it is when our hard work and dedication pays off. And so as we're about to learn in our passage today, there are several lessons that we learn as we follow Christ and learn more about the unfailing love of the Father for his kids. So bear with me as we delve into our scripture this morning. You see, love is a very funny thing. It's a complex and multifaceted concept that can mean, you know, different things for different people. It can be challenging to define. You can't put it in a single sentence or statement. However, at its core, love is an intense feeling of affection, attachment, and care towards something or someone that we love. So, me and Tessie, we wanted to give Jesse that the best love we could. But we had some rules that he had to follow. And we could assume that Jesse also loved us as well. And he didn't like seeing us upset. But in a similar way, we know that God loves his children. And he wants the best for all of us. So he gives us commands to follow and principles to live by. He even loved the world so much that he gave his only son, and through him we have eternal life. So today our passage begins with one of the more difficult verses in the New Testament, John 14:15. It reads, "If you love me, keep my commands. If you love me, keep my commands." In this one verse, Jesus reiterates that loving him equates to listening to him. If you love me, then you will listen to what I'm telling you. And not only will you listen, but you will obey. When I was growing up, my dad, he was a hard taskmaster. He was. I grew up in a single family. And he always told us, say, Ted, listen to me what I tell you. Listen to me and be obedient. Sometimes I'd be obedient, and sometimes I wasn't so obedient. There was a football game one night, and I guess I was about 12 or 13 years old. And I just started courting. And I had to go to this game because my girlfriend was going to be there. But my dad told me to stay at home and watch my sisters. I want you to stay at home. No, no, no. I had to go. So I was disobedient. And I had to face the consequences of my actions. But I tell you this. He wants you to be obedient to him. He wants you to listen to him. And if you don't, as some of you already may know, there are consequences for our disobedience. You'll do what I've asked, you'll follow the path, and you'll continue on the road, even when it gets difficult or you feel lost. So here is the first lesson I want you to get from this about this command. The Holy Spirit helps us love and obey Jesus. This is John 14, 16, and 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, and the Spirit of truth. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to be with his disciples, to help and to guide them. He calls this the Spirit of truth. You see, the Holy Spirit enables us to love and obey Jesus. It gives us the strength and wisdom we need to follow his teachings. We're not able to follow his teachings on our own, under our own power. We must be led and empowered by the Holy Spirit. You see, it helps us to discern between right and wrong, truth and falsehood. I'm telling you, folks, there's coming a time in this country, and it already is, where folks don't know the difference between right and wrong. Some folks say there is no right and there is no wrong. Just do what you want to do and be happy with it. But Jesus said something totally different. And through the Holy Spirit, we can experience a deeper intimacy with Jesus and a great ability to live out his commands. You see, the Spirit is an amazing gift for us. It's something we often forget as we go about our lives and we go from one difficulty or one issue to another. But think about this. The Spirit is with us and also in us. And there are several Bible verses that I want to talk, that talks about the Holy Spirit. And I want to share a few of them with you. Romans 8, 9. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. If Christ's Spirit is not in you, then you do not belong to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Oh, that is so important for Christians to do this as we go about and we should treat our bodies with respect and love and do the right thing, because this is God's temple. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. And then in Galatians 4:6, because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. And Ephesians 2:22, in him you too are being built together to become one, a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. You see, these verses emphasize the idea that the Holy Spirit dwells in believers, and that through the Holy Spirit, believers are connected to God and empowered to live a life that honors him. See, these verses remind us
that we are not alone, and that though the Spirit, and that through the Spirit we can enter into the self-giving, sacrificial love shared by the Father and the Son. And let us read John 14, 18 through 21. 18 through 21. If I will not leave you as orphans, he says, I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And whoever has my commands and keep them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love them and show them to myself. Second lesson I want you to get from that passage is the Father loves those who love and obey the Son. How can we say that we love the Lord and that we love Him and we care for Him when we don't care anything about each other? We don't love each other. We don't love our neighbor. The Lord says, how can you love me if you don't love the other? You see, Jesus promises that he will not leave his disciples an orphan, but he says, I'm coming to you. I don't want you to be discouraged this morning. He's coming back. But I want you to remember this. He's coming back like a thief in the night. And what does that mean? You don't know when that thief is coming to rob you, do you? You don't know when Jesus is coming back. And while you're waiting, he wants you to make sure your house is in order all the time. Be ready for his coming, because you don't know when he's coming back to get you. You see, we're not alone. God will never leave nor forsake us. He's always with us. And this truth is his very foundation and fundamental reality that we live as Christians. Jesus' love for us is the foundation of our love for him. We can love him because he first loved us. It's because of this love that we can experience the redemptive and eternal love of a Father as well. Now, to sum all of this up, those who keep the commands of Jesus love Jesus and are therefore loved by the Father as well. And I want you to know this morning, dear one, that loving Jesus is not some abstract concept. Loving Jesus is demonstrated through our obedience to his commandments, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and rooted in his love for us. If we claim to love Jesus and we don't care anything about other folks, we don't love our family, we don't love our neighbors, Jesus wants us to be loving and kind to everyone. And to love Jesus means that you must obey his commands. And one of his greatest commands is that you love one another. You see, Jesus, at this point, he had washed his disciples' feet. He had shown them how to be humble and how to be loving. But now he was going away, and he wanted to make sure that they knew what to do. And dear one, at Alamo, he wants to make sure that you know what to do as well. You see, loving Jesus, it's not all about words. Some of us, we can talk a real good game, can't we? I mean, we can lay it down just as thick. But when it comes right down to it, when it comes down for actions, that's when we fall short. You can always tell a good friend, someone who cares about you, when you go to him for help. Now, the one that cares about you, they won't turn you away. They'll say, hey, man, if I got it, I'll give it to you. But the pretend friend, the one that pretend love, they'll say, well, you know, I can't. I got this. I got that. What I'm trying to tell you this morning is that love is demonstrated by your actions. Jesus wants us to be obedient to his command. He wants us to love each other, to be kind to each other, to do good things for each other, and to watch out and look out for one another. That's why we're here. We're here to love each other. And how in the world will Christians know, or how will other folks know that we are Christians? It's by the way that we love. So I want you to remember this morning as I close, that the Lord cares deeply for you. He cares deeply for you. And he wants you to draw closer to him. And the closer, the more that you love the Lord, the more that you obey him, that's when he'll start to reveal things to you. He'll reveal himself to you, and he'll enable you to have a closer, intimate relationship with him. So this morning, I challenge you and encourage you this week to be a loving and kind person. Don't be that mean person that kicks somebody to the curb or unruly or rude. Be kind to one another. Look out for one another. And as the choir sang about entertaining angels, you don't know who that person is that you're being kind to. That could very well be an angel. So I encourage you, obedience goes with loving Jesus. Please don't forget that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, teach us how to love. Show us the right way to do things. Help us to stay on the right path. And Lord, when we go wrong, gently guide us back on the right path. Sometimes, Lord, it's hard to love. It's hard to be obedient. But I ask you right now, Lord, that you would teach us and show us. And that way, Lord, that we'll know. And we look to you, Lord, for all our help and strength. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. As we prepare for our invitation this morning, sometimes we think we know Jesus, but we just know something about him. But we really don't know him. So I want to, this morning, if you are having doubts about him, would you come to the altar and the Lord will help you clear those doubts. Or you may be one who's walked with the Lord a long time, and even then you may have doubts. You may have issues. You may have problems that you may need a prayer with. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come for prayer, for healing, for salvation. Remember what the Lord said, take my yoke upon you, for my burden is light. The altar is open for all who wishes to come. Would you please stand?
Our hymn of invitation this morning is, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, to my heart to sing thy
Lord,
grace. Streams of mercy,
pray, Lord, that you
ever ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
Teach
me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home.
And Lord, you know what she
did when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God.
We ask that you would put your hand upon her, Lord.
Rescue me from danger, interpose his precious blood.
Take care.
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to live the God I love. take and seal it for thy courts above.
Lead it. Dear one, God's not through with you yet. Still working on you. Amen? What we need to do is just stay with him. Stay with him and hold on to him. Don't ever let go. Times will get hard. They're hard now, but I got some bad news for you. They're going to get even harder. Amen?
Amen.
So what does that mean for you? You're going to have to hold on even tighter. You're going to have to walk even closer with the Lord. But don't you worry about the thing, because what I just told you, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to guide you and to help you and to show you and to be to help you discern things. So don't worry this morning. Cheer up. He's coming back. Amen?
Amen.
Cheer up. He's coming back. What's that verse say? Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God bless you this morning.
Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Roy Wood, James Murphy, and Kathy Bedell, who both of them are in rehab. So, Lord, hear our prayers for them. Continue prayers for our country, for the people of this country, and all of God's children around the world. We can all use prayers of hope and ask.
Amen.
Pray for God to pierce our hearts and open our minds to love and to receive Jesus and spread his word. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Continued prayers of uplifting and support for Diane Skaggs' daughter, Lisa, granddaughter, Dixie's sister, Martha. Homer Vargas has got several. Alfonso Perez, who hopefully will be back before much longer. Homer's asking prayers of healing for him, for his nephew Dylan, and for his niece Anne Marie. For Elias Bernal Jr., Gregory Puente, and for Joaquin Gonzalez. So, Lord, hear our prayers. And this is a wonderful joy, and she told us about it yesterday, but Virginia, and she got, of cancer-free, so.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Continued prayers of healing and for the just place his hands on you, Virginia, and thanks be to God. Also, asking prayers of support and healing for Les, as he's dealing with his knee and other health issues. So God bless you, Les. And healing and support also. Continued prayers of uplifting and support for Homer anyway, for all that he's going through, besides helping and supporting his family and friends. Sandy Bundick, Elaine Bixler, and Gene Bixler. Prayers of uplifting and give them support, and later on today for Cindy Williams and her family. For Linda McMillan, Vicki Ballman, and I was out there with them earlier, but Karen said Doug, his treatment went smoothly this past week. He'll have another treatment on July 12th. So continued prayers of support and healing for Doug Miller. he is such a blessing, him and his mom, Karen. So, Lord, hear our prayers. And what a joy to see Eileen Fader this morning.
Amen.
She is here, so hallelujah. And for Ann Hollins is finally back with us. Thanks be to God for both of them being here today. Lord, hear our prayers. Also, happy Father's Day to all you fathers, to my father back there. And a happy birthday to my youngest sister, Carolyn.
All right.
And then get the support or get birthday wishes for my wife tomorrow. And another sister's birthday. So a lot of birthdays and Father's Day. So, but all of the men that have had to step forward, not biological, but stepfathers, also grandfathers, uncles, brothers, who friends who've had to step forward and play the role of father. So God bless and happy Father's Day to you and to the millions of women who have taken on the dual role of mom and father. Thank you, God, for them. Go out, enjoy this beautiful Father's Day. God bless. Later on today, be a celebration of life for Shirley Chalker and love and support for the Williams family. Just stay hydrated. Mary and Steve got me a new grill for Father's Day, so I'm going to go break that in myself later on today.
All right.
So... Oh, yeah, and Ken. And Ken, I want to, and I asked Randy, I apologize, Ken, when we walked in, and for some reason I didn't, but I almost said Bob. But, and then Ken, and then Randy refreshed me, Ken, so. Well, she calls you honey and friend. But God bless each and every one. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. Please don't forget about this evening. John's already mentioned it. I'll mention it again at 4 o'clock. We have our celebration of life for our dear sister, Shirley Chalker. And after the service, we'll have the... dinner over in Building B. So please come back for that. Amen? Now, I want you to stand up this morning. Stand up for me, please. Stand up for Jesus. I want you to stand up for Jesus. And then I want you to... What a lovely looking group. Wow. I want you to hold on to somebody. Just touch somebody this morning. Amen. If you can, touch somebody and just hold them. You don't have to, we don't have to shake hands. Just touch their hands there, all right? Amen. Okay. Lord, you're so good to us. We thank you. Sometimes, Lord, we wander off and like little wavering sheep, but you always bring us back. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, we ask, Lord, for your mercy and grace as only you can give. The world's not kind, but they wasn't kind to you, so we can't expect them to be kind to us. And Lord, we know that the Holy Spirit will guide us and teach us. Now, Lord, please help us on this journey. We don't know when you're coming back. We just know you're coming back. And Lord, those that have gone on before us, Lord, they're waiting on us. And we just want you to know, Lord, that we are happy and we are pleased that we are your children. And we're so thankful that you care about us. And as we go forward, Lord, we ask for your leading and your guiding. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated.
Your turn. Thank
you. Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we leave here today, let us remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me.